Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Let's start here. All offseason, Sean, you were at the forefront. You were banging the drum of trying to figure out who the good teams were in the AFC. One of your stances was, we don't know who the good teams are in the AFC. You know Kansas City's going to be good. You thought there was somewhat of a wide range of what Baltimore could be. But after that, we had no clue who the other good teams are in the AFC. Am I correct in this assumption?
Yeah, it's pretty much Kansas City and Baltimore and then everybody else.
So I think after 2 weeks, we have seen two NFL games from every team in the league, and I think we now know who the good teams are in the AFC. Kansas City and Baltimore at the top. You can do a 1A, 1B, 1-2. It doesn't matter. We've only seen two football games. After that, I think we can say that there are four other good teams in the AFC between Buffalo, the New England Patriots, the Pittsburgh Steelers, and the Tennessee Titans. Now, I think we're trying to figure out whether Buffalo, New England, Pittsburgh, and Tennessee are legitimate Super Bowl contenders, but I think those are the good teams. I think we'll find out how good Las Vegas is. I think we'll find out how good fill-in-the-blank random team is. But now we have gone through this gauntlet twice, and we head into a week three with some really big matchups, Kansas City, Baltimore, Packers, and Saints. I think we now know in the AFC there are six good teams, Kansas City, Baltimore, Buffalo, New England, Pittsburgh, and the Tennessee Titans.
Yeah, I still think there's two good teams, and then there's everybody else. Now, of course, there's going to be other good teams that rack up 11 or 12 wins. That's how this thing works. There's going to be somebody that wins the AFC East. But let's say that it's Buffalo. You've seen Buffalo the first couple of games. Are you convinced that that's really a good football team or just the best football team amongst the division that's pretty average? Same thing with the Patriots. I'm not convinced that they're even close to being in the Chiefs' rearview mirror. The only team that you mentioned, same thing with Tennessee, that actually kind of scares me is Pittsburgh, because they've got all the ingredients that you want. They've got a coach that's been there, done that, a quarterback that's been there, done that, good running game, good offensive line, and a defense that might be the best in the league. So if you want to talk about good, yeah, that's fine, five or six teams. If you want to talk about any team that's close, even close to the level of the Chiefs and the Ravens in the AFC, it's pretty much Pittsburgh the way I see it.
My question to you would be, I understand not wanting to put Buffalo or Tennessee in that category for various reasons, and I think it starts with the quarterback. Josh Allen, I'm with you. I don't think he's shown consistent play enough where he's going to be a guy that you're really worried about. Tennessee, we're always going to have those questions about Ryan Tannehill. I don't care how many games the Titans win, I just won't believe it because Ryan Tannehill is their quarterback. But I'm looking at New England and Pittsburgh. I'm willing to put them at the top of that tier two, that if we're making a full power ranking, when you do your Levine's list of the power rankings, New England and Pittsburgh to me deserve to be in there, and we'll learn more over time. Are they in the same category of Kansas City and Baltimore? My biggest question with New England was going to be, can they score points with the offensive weapons that they have? Were they going to be able to put a group around Cam Newton to score? They went up and down the field against Seattle, and Cam Newton looks motivated and rejuvenated in a way we haven't seen in 4 or 5 years. Pittsburgh, you want to see what Ben Roethlisberger looks like. Still looks like he has something left in the tank, and they might have the best defense in the AFC. I'm ready to put New England and Pittsburgh in that conversation. You and I might be different in Buffalo for a little bit different reasons, but I am willing to put New England and Pittsburgh in that conversation of being a good team.
Well, so the whole offseason, you and Rob and everybody was telling me that the Bills are going to run away with the division. Now you think it's the Patriots that are the best team in the AFC East after just 2 weeks?
I mean, I would still have Buffalo winning the division, but I look at New England, I look at where they are quarterback play. I think New England's going to be a 10-6, maybe 11-win team.
The Chiefs will get a good crack at all these teams, because if you take a peek at the schedule, they got all these teams, right? They've already faced Houston. We thought they were going to be good. Not necessarily the case. But then you got Baltimore coming up next. Then you got New England. You didn't mention the Raiders, who we'll talk about here in just a second, who don't look now, but they're 2-0 and won last night on Monday Night Football, and then Buffalo. So everybody that we're talking about right now that's good in the AFC, the Chiefs will face in the next month. Their next four opponents have a combined record of 7-1. So I don't want to look past this Baltimore game, because you're talking about an epic Week 3 matchup where the two teams have won a combined 22 regular season games. But even after this one, win, lose, or draw, it's going to be a tough month of football for the Chiefs.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, their next four games at Baltimore on Monday Night Football, a home game against the New England Patriots, is going to be the CBS 325 game. They play the Las Vegas Raiders. They have them at home, and they have been maybe the biggest surprise in the NFL. And then they play at Buffalo in a quick turnaround on Thursday. You want to talk about where we know the Chiefs will be and having a really good understanding of strength, weaknesses, and where they are. Obviously, this season is defined by what they do in January, but I mean, the heart of your schedule is the next 4 weeks where you're possibly playing against four playoff teams.
You didn't include the Raiders on your list. You don't think that's a good football team?
I did. I included them on there. Oh, okay. Oh, you mean in my list of six? No, yeah, okay. I'm not ready to put them in my list of six. Have they been impressive? Are they a big surprise? But I'm not ready to put them in the same category as Kansas City. I'm not ready to put them in the same category as Baltimore or New England. I don't believe in their coach. I don't believe in their quarterback. So I'm not ready to put them in the good teams yet. Could they be there by week five, week six? I certainly could be wrong on Las Vegas. I'm not ready to put them in that category today. But I am willing to entertain the fact that they could be a playoff team now that you've expanded the wild card and seven teams are going to make it. Like, find me seven good teams in the AFC. Like, I just gave you six. You might be on a different plane than I am with Buffalo, but Buffalo's good enough to make the playoffs. They're making the playoffs this year. I mean, I just gave you six playoff teams: Kansas City, Baltimore, Buffalo, New England, Pittsburgh, Tennessee. I feel pretty strongly that all six of those teams are going to make the playoffs. Who's that seventh team going to be? I think it could be Las Vegas.
Yeah, they've gotten off to a really nice start. Now, last night, I actually think, was more Drew Brees falling flat right in front of us. I'm not saying that it was what happened to Peyton Manning his last year, where he threw 18 interceptions against the Chiefs in that half the game. The Broncos were forced to yank him. But, man, he looks like a wounded animal out there, especially in the second half yesterday. When Derek Carr is outgunning you on a football field and it wasn't even close, it might be time to at least begin the conversation of hanging it up. So I don't want to take anything away from the Raiders, because I was impressed with what they did last night. I think they've gotten off to a nice start, and you're right, they've probably been one of, if not the biggest surprise in the league after the first 2 weeks, but that's just what it is. It's 2 weeks, and we've seen these little small snippets, C-Dot, of Derek Carr being really good. We've seen a lot more where he's been so far, including last night. That was, we know. But also, like you said, it's hard to find that seventh playoff team. It might be the Raiders.
I mean, this is the best we've seen Derek Carr play since 2016. And I will say this about Las Vegas. They can score. Like, if you want to talk about who has the second best offense in the division, to hell with who's the second best team in the division. If you just want to point out what other team in this division do you think can score? I don't know if the Broncos can score consistently now with Blake Bortles or Jeff Driscoll or whoever their quarterback's going to be. Let's see how Justin Herbert looks once more teams get film on him and now switching quarterbacks. The Raiders can score, and Carr's played good football. He's completing 74% of his passes, four touchdowns, and zero interceptions. So he's playing good football. He's also protecting the football. I'm with you. I don't know if I'll ever be at the point this season where I'll trust that the Raiders have good quarterback play, but you got to tip your cap to him playing the best football since 2016.
And if they ever figured out at quarterback, especially over the next couple of years, that offense you're talking about, it's young and talented. With Josh Jacobs, second-year running back, Waller's only been in the league now for a couple of years, Henry Ruggs the third. Again, I'm not saying that Derek Carr is holding them back. I'm just saying that they could definitely find a better option. So in the next couple of years, if the Raiders can figure out their quarterback situation, it's going to be a very young division with quarterbacks. Pat, at that point, will be the old wily veteran looking down at the Drew Locks and the Justin Herberts and whoever the Raiders get, because to me, they're actually only a quarterback away.
I want to play this for you. This is Stephen A. Smith on First Take. Like you and I, Stephen A. Smith, not buying into the Raiders.
I'm not buying them as of yet, because they were the 25th ranked defense against the pass last year. Thus far in these first two games, they ranked 29th. That secondary is still a huge question mark in a division that has Patrick Mahomes in it. And, oh, by the way, some kid named Justin Herbert who just showed up on the scene and in his first career game threw for 311 yards. If you're going to be able to throw the football effectively, then guess what? The Raiders are going to have a problem with you. That's really what this comes down to. What I will say to you, however, is I am buying into Derek Carr.
You asked the question all offseason, who are the other good teams? Who are the possible contenders in the AFC? After 2 weeks, I think we firmly know who they are. I don't really think we're going to add too many teams to this list. I think we're only going to remove teams from it. Kansas City and Baltimore, they're going to be constants. They're going to be there from now until the end of the season. Buffalo, New England, Pittsburgh, and Tennessee, those are the other teams that I think you can put in the conversation. And we'll see if those teams can stay healthy and get good enough quarterback play to continue to keep themselves in the conversation.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.